Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very brief special episode of South Dakota Uncloseted. So, happy National HIV Testing Day! Yes, today, June 27th, it's not only National Ice Cream Cake Day or National Sunglasses Day, but it is also National HIV Testing Day. And I felt it was important for our queer podcast to recognize today and provide some brief education on HIV testing. National HIV Testing Day was first observed in 1995. What it is a day to encourage people to get tested for HIV, know their status, and to get linked to care and treatment if needed. Now, as most of you may know, since the AIDS epidemic of the 80s and 90s, HIV has had a lasting impact on the LGBTQ community. Gay, bisexual, and other men who reported male-to-male sexual contact are the population most affected by HIV in the United States. According to the Centers for Disease Control, or the CDC, and I'll share a link to some of these stats that I'm sharing in the show notes. But in 2020, male-to-male sexual contact accounted for 68% of all new diagnoses. And in the age category of 13 to 24-year-olds, gay and bisexual men accounted for 84% of all new diagnoses. So if you're young and gay or a bisexual male, your risk of acquiring HIV is higher compared to other groups. And for that reason, we here at South Dakota Uncloseted wanted to provide a little bit more education on testing and what it entails and where you can get it done. I had the chance to sit down with Jessica and Alf from Volunteers of America, aka VOA, here in Rapid City, to discuss testing and the HIV services they provide. After listening, if you're interested in getting tested for HIV or other sexually transmitted infections, please check out the show notes for more resources. Otherwise, if you have any further questions regarding HIV services, please feel free to message us on Instagram and Facebook, and we'll do whatever we can to point you in the right direction. Finally, we here at South Dakota Uncloseted are always trying to improve our content, so if you found today's episode helpful, please let us know, or if there's other LGBTQ issues that you'd like us to discuss or to talk more in depth about, we would love to hear about it. So please feel free to message us regarding that as well. Otherwise, thank you for listening. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special segment of South Dakota Uncloseted. I'm here today with Alf and Jess from Volunteers of America, and I just wanted to do a little special segment because today, June 27th, is National HIV Testing Day. So HIV testing is very important to the LGBTQ community in the United States. In 2019, 69% of all new HIV diagnoses were men who have sex with men. So it's very important to the LGBTQ community to engage in HIV testing as part of regular self-care. So I just wanted to chat a little bit with Jess and Alf today, kind of figure out what services they provide, because they do a lot of HIV services here at Volunteers of America. Yeah, so Jess, Alf, why don't you guys say hi?
Hi.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
So I've worked with you guys quite a bit. My job is in public health. I work with some HIV clients as part of my regular full-time job, and I work in conjunction with both of you guys quite a bit. So why don't you guys just go ahead and describe for us some of the services that you provide here at VOA.
You want me to start?
Sure.
Okay. Well, so we have two programs within our HIV health services program. So we've got our HIV prevention program where we go out into the community and provide free testing and education. We really go to those kind of higher risk or high priority populations to make sure that people are testing. And then we have our Ryan White program that we work with folks that are living with HIV. And so we make sure that they're getting their medical care needs taken care of, their medications. We work with folks that may have some barriers to their health care. So we can help with rent assistance, utility assistance, food, things like that. And we provide case management for folks that are living with HIV to just make sure that they're taking care of themselves and staying healthy.
She's right. We do go out, we do a lot of STD prevention talks. And for me, what's always surprising is how many providers still, they don't understand that HIV is still a thing. That still shocks mm-hmm. me. And that's why we're doing this. That's why we want to keep getting out there and keep having these conversations, because it is still a thing. HIV is still here.
Yeah.
And it's going to be here to stay until we keep having these conversations and we keep testing and we keep removing that stigma that's mm-hmm. been around HIV for a long time.
Yeah,
it is very much a thing. And I think that's why it's important for people to remember it. It's important to know your status, yeah. get mm-hmm. tested
Absolutely.
And know exactly what your status is. So that way you can take care of, yourself if you need to, yeah. if you need the HIV care, but also take care of your partners and mm-hmm. stuff like that too. So,
yeah. And, I'd like to add that HIV, of course, when it first came out, it was this big, scary thing. People were dying from it. The thing is now we have great, awesome medicines available to people, and people don't have to die from this disease, and we don't need to have that shame or that stigma. Get tested. And you know what? If you have it, we have medicine for you. We can help you with that, and you can live a very long, healthy life just taking one pill a day. So, there's no reason not to get tested anymore. There's no reason to fear it.
Absolutely. I have a mm-hmm. lot of clients who, because we work with them right away when they're initially diagnosed, and they're terrified.
Yeah.
They still live with that fear in the 80s and 90s mm-hmm. that it's AIDS and you're going to die from
right.
it. Like, your survival rate is nothing. And now you have more of a chance of dying from smoking than
Absolutely.
You do of dying from an HIV infection mm-hmm. that's being treated appropriately.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's so easy to treat. It really is.
Mm-hmm. And easy to take care of
yes.
and to prevent too,
right.
By getting tested regularly, knowing your status, mm-hmm. And just practicing safe sex.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So, Alf, you want to talk a little bit about what testing entails? I know you do a lot of the testing here at Volunteers of America. So,
sure. Yeah. And I always give us our plug. It is free testing. So that's important for the ones coming in to get tested. But I do a lot of HIV testing, about 300 tests a year. I believe this year be a little bit more than that. And you guys keep saying it over and over that it's important to know your status. Whether that's negative or whether that's positive, at least we have a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much even the testing. It's the conversations that we have around the testing, the risk reduction counseling that we do provide to again, have these conversations to remove the stigma around HIV, because it needs to be eradicated. There should be no stigma around it. Anybody can get HIV.
Yeah.
We do a lot of free testing, whether that's here on site or whether that's out in the community at different substance abuse groups or homeless shelters or even human trafficking. All of these things, all these places do play a part in where we test.
So I want to go get tested. What do I do?
Just either walk in. If I'm here, I'll test you right on the spot. Otherwise, you'll just get a card, or you'll get what I call a little coupon with our information on it to get the free testing done. Or if you're in a group, if you're in a substance abuse group, if you're an inpatient, outpatient, that's another place, again, that we can go in and do testing as well. Or we'll come to your house. We're mobile too. We can do testing right outside the home or wherever we need to get that testing done. And again, to have that conversation. So let's say it is a negative. Well, let's talk about our habits. What are we doing to keep ourselves safe? Are we having safe sex? Are we protecting ourselves? And if we're not, let's talk about that. Let's dig a little deeper. And we also offer free preventative products. So we have condoms, we have lubricants, we have dental dams, we have all these things to keep you safe from getting HIV or other STDs for that matter.
Yeah, and I would like to just let people know too, testing's super easy, mm-hmm. and you can get the result like same day within 15 minutes. Yeah. There's even quicker tests out there, but the tests that ALF has, it's just a little finger poke. One little drop of blood, and after 15 minutes, you'll have your results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Exactly. And if they want to do further testing, if they did come in, if it's a walk-in, or if it's at group and they have more concerns about other signs and symptoms, I always direct them to the Department of Health to also get free testing there as well. So chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, which is a big one right now. It just is in our state. It is nationwide. So again, more free testing to get that done, and if there is a positive, I know that they're going to get treated for that as well, for whatever that STD is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That's what I just always, my job, you know, work a lot with STDs, HIV, and just always tell people it's part of your general health. It's part of a healthy sex life.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
If you're out there and you're not in a monogamous relationship, mm-hmm. or even if you have concerns about the monogamy within your relationship, go and get tested. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a healthy part of life, and there's free options for it. HIV testing can be done here at Volunteers of America, and then the South Dakota Department of Health. They have offices all across the state. Rapid City, Sioux Falls, Watertown, Aberdeen, they can do free HIV testing as well as other STDs too.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And again, they're going to make sure that you get treated for that if there is a positive for whatever that may be.
And there's absolutely nothing to be embarrassed about. Like you said, Anna, you know, it's a normal part of taking care of your health. I mean, if you are having sex, you can be at risk for contracting HIV or any other STD. So, that's just...
Get tested. So when people first come in, it's always a little nerve-wracking and they're a little embarrassed about it. But once you develop that routine, then... it's not so scary. And it's pretty quick and easy. Yeah. You don't have to... you're not getting swabbed or physically evaluated, at least with the Department of Health and here at VOA, which that can always make people nervous, know, stuff like that. Yeah. So somebody wanted to contact you guys. What's a good number to call or schedule appointment? Or if we wanted to walk in, where are you guys located?
Sure. So we're at Volunteers of America, Northern Rockies, on the outside of the business here. It just says Volunteers of America. We are at 111 New York Street, and you can call us at 605-341-8336, and extension 5 is for prevention and testing.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. And if you are, if you get tested and it is positive, here at VOA, they have services for that as well to help connect you immediately to care.
Absolutely. And we walk hand in hand with folks that are newly diagnosed to, you know, make sure that we're helping them get into care and just, you know, deal and process the diagnosis. And absolutely.
Awesome.
Here for people.
All right. Well, thank you guys. Yeah. And then, so free HIV testing with VOA. If you want other free HIV testing or other STDs, you can also contact the South Dakota Department of Health. All right. Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us. I really appreciate
it. Thank you. Absolutely.